Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is a little SRV bringing us back, the late great Stevie Ray. 23 after the hour, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com, and an award-winning journalist, I might add, and that received a national award for his outstanding work. And he's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back. Thanks again for being
with
us.
Always a pleasure. Absolutely.
When you work with your clients, it's primarily helping them craft their words, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, and so, folks, if you need help with that, I encourage you to check them out. Chief Home Officer is the best place to go. .com.
Chief Home Officer will take them to my work I do in the home office and small business area. But if they go to gotwords.com, gotwords.com,
that's
that'll
the
take
one.
Them to that copywriting stuff.
Gotwords.com. All right, so check that out, folks. Hey, Jeff, I have a laptop, I have an iPad, I have a phone, a smartphone, a Google, a Droid, an S4, and I haven't touched my tablet in over a year.
Right.
Since my phone, if I want to do work, I use my laptop, which is my horse, which is my everything in my business, and if I want to read something or just going to noodle around, I use my phone. I haven't even touched my pad in I don't know how long.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, it's funny you say that. I know that I have an older model phone, an iPhone, that is smaller. It's a 4, so the screen is smaller. And I take such grief from Robbie, my wife, because I'll sit there and I'll read on it how small it is. But now many of these phones are now what they call phablets, you know, like a tablet and a phone kind of mixed into one.
Big.
The screens are getting, you know, 5 inches, 6-inch screens. They're rather enormous. But I was interviewing a gentleman yesterday who's in his mid-50s. You know, he's young enough to be, he's sort of tech savvy, and he is, but he still prints. I said, it's, you know, one of the questions I often ask an exec, it's Saturday afternoon, where am I to find you? He said, you need to find me on my couch reading. He goes, I'll put in 5 to 6 hours a day reading.
Oh.
And I'm like, novels or whatever? He goes, no. He goes, magazine articles, you know, news briefings, things that are important to my business.
Right.
I said, oh, so do you use a tablet? Is it on your phone? Is it your laptop? He goes, no, I print it all out. He said, I cannot. It's either in a magazine or I print it out. But the point is, it's the technology or the style that we use. It's important to us where, you know, you put your tablet aside. You don't need it. It's not, it's, you either
well,
need your workhorse.
Well, the thing is it's not really, the tablet for me is not handy because I've got to get it and hold on to it. And whereas my phone's in my pocket.
Right.
It's wherever I am. So if I have 10 minutes of somewhere where I got nothing going on, I'm in a doctor's office waiting on somebody or whatever, I can put it out of my pocket because I don't, you know, I mean, you know, maybe if ladies have purses, they can put their tablet in there, but mine's in my pocket and I just put it out and read a Wall Street Journal article.
Well, I think it's also a day part time kind of thing where when we're winding down at night and I'm much the same where my phone is wherever I am, so I'll be more inclined to open up an article on my phone than enlarge the point size and then read it. Where when we're sort of settling into bed at night and, you know, it's 8, 9 o'clock and we're just, you know, the night is winding down, her iPad is right there.
Yeah.
And so
if you know where you are I remember years ago one of my employees said she reads books on her iPhone. And I thought, what an odd thing to do, read a book on a little phone. But, you know, then not long after that, Wall Street Journal came out with a phone app. And I said, hey, I get it.
Right, right. You know what? The main point is, Jim doesn't like his tablet. Robbie, my wife, doesn't like her phone.
Yeah.
You know, this other person liked to read books on her phone. The Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and, you know, the Atlantic Monthly and all these publications realize It's whatever we want.
It's not either or.
But no one is the same.
But what are we going to – but our something's going to lose. And I don't – have you noticed, though, laptops have changed and have expanded, but they still haven't gone away?
Right.
You know, people still use the laptops because
– Well, it's still a workhorse.
We still work, don't we?
I interviewed a guy – back during the whatever the Olympics were, that when the Winter Olympics were in Salt Lake City or in Utah, and I interviewed a guy who was one of the first to market with the BlackBerry at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and this is when he could have, you know, you could send, receive, you know, email and the like, and I think it had a phone built in back then. But I said, so what are you doing on it? He goes, I'm just responding to email and typing, you know, brief emails. He goes, I'm not running my business from it. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, who's going to lose, what's going to lose is the question. Like, the laptop is a workhorse, like you said. It's something that you can get work done with. Try and write a treatise. Try and write a long email or a paper on a tablet.
Well, I even bought a keyboard, you know, one of those Bluetooth keyboards.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like that, the whole feeling. But here's the other thing. I don't run my business on my phone, but I move it along sometimes on my phone.
Right. And that was his point. He's not running his business. He's just keeping things moving along.
Moving along. That's exactly right. So, folks, it's really interesting how this is evolving. And when you came from a world where your first technology was a carbon paper and a ballpoint pen, Jeff, things have come a long way, haven't they?
Absolutely. You can't smell that mimeograph anymore. Man, those are the days.
GotWords.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, where Jeffrey Zipar hangs out. Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zipar, ladies and gentlemen. Z-B-A-R. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.